This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's defense minister shared footage on Wednesday of soldiers test riding German-supplied Marder armored vehicles. Germany announced in early January that it would send 40 Marder armored personnel carriers to Ukraine, doing so in joint announcement with the United States, which pledged 50 Bradley armored vehicles. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow's forces, all of this according to Kyiv. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, his second visit as head of the IAEA since it was occupied by Russians. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Wednesday all illegal sanctions against Iran must be lifted following a meeting with his Iranian counterpart in Moscow. Speaking at a joint news conference with Iran's foreign minister, Lavrov said, quote, "The world is still waiting for the United States to return to its obligations under the nuclear deal," end quote.
It is so decided.
The United Nations General Assembly voted on Wednesday to pass a resolution asking the world's top court to define the obligations of states to combat climate change. This is a legal opinion that could drive countries to take stronger measures and clarify international law. The historic resolution, seeking an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice, made it to the UN General Assembly after a four-year campaign led by the Republic of Vanuatu, and was passed with a consensus vote. This is VOA News.